Now time for our Jefferson County North Coaches Insight program here on KARE 93.7 FM. It's brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. Brandon Tamman with you. We're joined now by the Chargers girls basketball coach. That is Steve Knoll. Coach, no game Tuesday night, but let's go back to Friday. You go on the road to Horton, and your team really put out a very good performance and getting a win, 53-16. Your senior trio, Clara Johnson, Abby Laird, Emily Langley, all showed out in that game. Big time performances from them, but had to be pleased with how your team played on the road in a league contest.
Oh, definitely. Thought the seniors showed great leadership, and they just pretty much took over the game. Clara Johnson did a great job handling the ball, attacking the basket, getting it set up, and then offensive and defensively, both Abby and Emily, I thought, played a great game. They hit the boards hard, and Abby defensively got a couple steals and went coast to coast. So I thought all around we played well, and I think my freshmen just kind of thrived from that and kind of played with them, and Riley Thompson also, sophomore, did a great job.
Always nice as well, regardless whether you're up big or down big in a game where you can get some of the younger kids in late to at least get them some experience.
Oh, definitely. And we're playing a lot of young kids right now anyhow, but our whole team is young. So just to get a couple more sophomores and a couple more freshmen off the bench there, you know, later in the game and get them some varsity time, I thought was a great thing for us in the future.
No game on Tuesday, so you get a little bit extra practice time this week. Not a whole lot, but now you go back-to-back this week with games on Thursday and Friday here this week to close out the 23 portion of the schedule. You'll get Troy on Thursday night and then a date with Oskaloosa on Friday night. Let's start with Troy. What can you tell us about them?
Well, Derek always does a great job with them, and they I know they're fairly young as well, but they've got some good guards, and you know they're going to pressure the heck out of us, and we got to be able to handle that pressure. So, and I think that's kind of the same thing we'll see on Friday night. So I don't see a lot of differences. Both teams will be physical, both teams will be pressuring us full court, and we've got to handle the full court pressure and attack the basket and hopefully use our size to our advantage in both games.
Do you already have an idea of what's kind of that extra practice time is going to look like, what you're going to utilize that time with, you know, over the holiday break? Or do you kind of, does it really just depend on maybe how the team is performing and what you put together as far as your practices and all that extra availability throughout the course of Christmas break?
Really, it's a little of both. We play right away coming back after Christmas. I think we play that first Tuesday. So we have, you know, two games this week, and then we have all next week that we can get some practices in. So to answer your question, a little bit of both. We've got some things in mind that I know I want to work on, but then just kind of see how we kind of do in the next couple games and, things that we see we need to tweak or work on a little more. I think that's what we'll spend the majority of our time on.
JCN girls basketball coach, again, that is Steve Knoll, brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. Chargers 2-1, but back-to-back games to close out the 23 portion of the schedule, Thursday night at Troy, and then at home Friday, taking on Oskaloosa. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you in 2024.
Thanks, Brandon.